One of the great verses that we get from John is in John chapter 16, at the very end of the 16th chapter. And John chapter 16, he's been talking about the coming of the Holy Spirit to the disciples, and he's making his some of his final comments to the disciples, preparing them for what is to come, for his departure from this world. And he concludes this whole section, this whole chapter 16, as we see it in John, with this verse. Final verse of chapter 16 is verse number 33, and it says, "These things I've spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Those are great words that we can hang on to today. Those are great words to spark confidence in our hearts, in our minds, in our thoughts. To take our awareness away from our concerns and our worries and to put them squarely on Jesus Christ. He's saying to the disciples, and he's saying it as a truth for you and I today. We can hold on to this. All the things he's spoken, all of the words, all the promises that he's spoken for us, they are true. It doesn't matter if you see it or you realize it right now. And maybe it's not right there in front of you. You know, maybe you know it because the word says it's there, so you know it's true in the spiritual realm, but you just haven't seen it manifested. You haven't seen it come to pass in your life, in this natural world. But you know it's there. He's spoken of these things. If he's spoken it, it's done. It is done. It's done and finished. It's already prepared. It's already readied for you in the spiritual realm, just waiting for us to receive it. "These things I've spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace." See, it's Jesus' choice. It is his desire. What he has done is given us his words so that we can have peace, his peace, in our lives today and every day. Because of the words that he has spoken, because of the promises that he's made, if he spoke it, it's done, and so you can be at peace. That tells me that if I'm going through life and I'm dealing with a problem, I'm dealing with an issue, it doesn't matter what it is. I can know beyond a shadow of a doubt that Jesus has taken care of it for me, and thus I can have peace. Because again, he says, "All these things I've spoken unto you." In other words, these are words of truth. If I've spoken it, it's done. "That in me you might have peace." I've spoken these words so you can have peace. You may be in peace. You might have peace. There's a question here, and the question is, you might have peace. He's spoken the words so that he's given us the peace, but we might have the peace. That means the choice comes up to me. He's already prepared it. I have peace in him. I have peace. He's provided peace for you today. He's provided it. And you might say to yourself, "I don't feel like I'm not at peace with my situation today. You don't know what I'm facing. I am not at peace today." Well, you might be, if you chose, because peace is there. He's already provided peace for you. "Well, I don't know. I just don't know because my situation hasn't changed." It doesn't matter whether your situation has changed or not. This is why he told us, "I've spoken. I've spoken these things." In other words, he said, "I have already spoken into existence every deliverance." Here's the thing. Jesus knew 2,000 years ago exactly what you would be dealing with this very day. He's God. He knows all that. And he provided your victory and your deliverance for that specific situation. He saw before you were even born, he saw what you face today. And he spoke the word. He spoke deliverance. He spoke victory. And so you don't have to, you can be at peace in the knowledge that he has already spoken. Whatever you're facing, he's already spoken. He's already provided deliverance for you. It's there. And you might say, "I don't see it." Well, it doesn't matter whether you see it or not. It is faith that brings it from the spiritual realm into this natural realm. It is faith that delivers it so that we can see it. This is why he said, "I've spoken these words that you might have peace." He's provided. Peace is there. It's for you and I. The question falls with me. It's my choice. Am I going to believe what the promises are? He said, "I've spoken these words that you might have peace." Am I going to believe the words that he spoke, regardless of what I see? Or am I going to believe what I see? You see, if I believe what I see, then I'm not going to have peace. Because what I see is probably going to be contrary to the word of God. It's probably going to be contrary to the promises he's made for me. If I only see and believe what I see, then I'm not going to have peace. I have to choose to believe what I cannot yet see. I have to choose to believe the unseen rather than the seen. Because in the unseen of the spiritual realm, he's already spoken it. He's already provided your deliverance. Having seen what you face today, he's already provided your answer, your victory, and your deliverance. Now, if you choose to believe that, guess what? You'll be at peace because he's given you that peace. And once you give yourself over to that peace, once you give yourself over and say, Jesus, my circumstances may not look good, but I believe that you've already provided overcoming victory for me. And because I believe that, I'm not going to worry. I'm going to turn it over to you. I am going to take your peace. And once you start to embrace that peace, then it's not going to be just the natural peace that you would sometimes get. It goes beyond even the peace you would get when you saw the answer. Because you will have that supernatural peace of Jesus Christ himself. His peace. Then you will truly be at peace. Then you can watch and just see how he resolves the situation. Then you can watch and see as those unseen things become the reality, the things that we do see here. We can see how those unseen promises actually displace, actually take the place of the seen reality that caused us to worry and to fear. We can actually see those promises changing the reality of whatever we're worried about, whatever we're concerned about. Jesus said, "These things I've spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer." You know, in the world, we might be anxious. The world, in the flesh, yeah, I can be anxious about situations. I can be anxious about things that I see taking place. I can maybe be anxious about things I'm experiencing. Because the world, you know, there's got to be tribulation. There's never once that Jesus said we're not going to experience tribulation. But here's the thing. He's already delivered us from that tribulation. So it's not going to stay. If we keep walking in faith, we will walk into his promises and his realities. And that's why he says, be of good cheer. Be of good cheer means be of good cheer now. Don't wait until you see it. Be of good cheer now. Be of good cheer doesn't mean put on a face, you know, put on a face or expression that says you're cheerful. Put on a good face for the world. No, be of good cheer doesn't mean act like it. Doesn't mean put on a good face. It means be of good cheer. Choose to be of good cheer because you believe the promises that he said, because he said he has overcome the world. Now, I want to read that same verse. But I want you to hear what it says in the Amplified Bible, because the Amplified Bible really adds some phraseology. It adds more. Excuse me. It adds more depth of understanding to exactly what Jesus is saying here. In the Amplified Bible, John chapter 16, verse number 33 says, "I have told you," Jesus himself, this is true for you today. Because we have his word. You know, the disciples had the word that he spoke to them. We have every word. We have every single word that he has spoken. Every single word, we have it here. You might not have every single word that he's spoken, but the context, the victory, every key thing that we need for our life that he has spoken, we have it. We have all of it. "I've told you these things." In other words, I have spoken my word. And his word is the final word. "I've told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace." Again, this is not just the natural kind of peace that comes when you experience peace. This is perfect peace. This is peace that comes from him. It is untainted peace. There is no room for concern. There is no area. There's no avenue. There's no opening for concern at all in this kind of peace because you have his perfect peace and confidence. "In the world, you may have tribulation and trials and distress and frustration." Experiencing any of that today? Have you walked in that the last couple of days or weeks? In the world, in this life you live, there's going to be tribulation. There's going to be trials. There's going to be distresses. There's going to be frustrations. But Jesus says, even when those distresses, even when you face those frustrations, even when you face those trials, be of good cheer. What does he mean by be of good cheer? Well, we see exactly what he means when we see the fullness of what the Greek means, because the Amplified Bible fills it out to give you the full meaning of what was expressed in the Greek. He says, be of good cheer. Even in that tribulation, you be of good cheer. Take courage, be confident, certain, undaunted, for I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of power to harm you, and I have conquered it for you. We'll look at that more tomorrow, but that gives us all the assurances that we need today to start our day. Not dwelling on the concerns, not dwelling upon the fears and the worries, but instead, hearing His Word, knowing His Word, believing His Word, having that perfect peace, and being of good cheer today, because we know that He's already seen our needs, and He's already provided for them. And we just wait to see them manifested in this life. That's being undaunted and courageous as we go through our day. Jesus, we thank You for Your love. We thank You for Your faithfulness. We thank You for Your Word. You be glorified in our lives. We choose to believe Your Word. We are of good cheer. We take courage. We are undaunted in our faith, knowing that Your promises shall come to pass in our lives. And because we know that, we praise You and give You thanks, even now. In Your name, Jesus. Amen.